Many people wonder who they really are and what is it that really inspires them, and in turn, what they should do with their life. So to help answer these questions, Olivia Stefanino has written the book Be Your Own Guru, Personal and Business Enlightenment in just 3 days.
I think it's about thinking, what is it that really makes my heart sing? What is it that I love doing? If I had the chance to live my life in any way that I chose to, what would I do? If I won £1 million, what would I do with my life then? And at the end of the day, it's not about spending, but it's about feeling fulfilled with who you are and what you're doing. And you can sort of access some of this through meditation. So you can almost imagine getting to the end of your life and looking back, thinking, what would it have been like to not have done certain things? Or what would I like to have done?
Now, sometimes you can say to yourself, OK, well, what I'd like to do is spend my day riding horses. But actually, you live in the middle of the city and there are no horses anywhere near. And in fact, you've never even ridden one before. What do you do then?
That's kind of frustrating, isn't it? Maybe what I would do then would be to advise somebody to start by booking in a few riding lessons and seeing whether you'd enjoy it to start off with. And if you do, then perhaps book a pony trekking holiday or a horse trekking holiday somewhere. If you still love it, then think about, this is my life, how can I make it work? And I think the trick is to ask, how can I, rather than to look at all the reasons why you can't.
When you've come up with something that you do really love and you say that makes your heart sing, does this have to be the thing, therefore, that becomes your career? Or in fact, can you have a separate career and still get that kind of fulfilment?
I think you can do whatever it is that you choose to do. And I think that's the key. It's what you choose to do. And it may be that you decide, you know, what, I'm going to go to work in order to earn enough money to be able to do what it is that I love to do. A lot of people tend to go to work in order to keep a roof over their heads and then just get quite irritated by bosses who are always demanding more and more. But I think if you've got your own personal reason why, which might be to ride horses, fly aircraft or whatever it is that does it for you, then you've got a reason. So therefore, you're going to work for yourself as much as going to work for your company. And that's where you get some amazing results.
And from your experience, what kind of results and changes have you seen?
Well, I've worked with a number of organisations, and the case study that I have running throughout the book talks about a pilot project I did with a bank, and we saw their bank managers improve their sales results by 330%, which is quite astonishing. And the reason really was that we helped people find their own personal reason why. So there was a guy, for example, who hated the targets that he was being set, didn't see how he could make them, and felt more and more stressed as each year went by. And I asked him, sort of, what is it that you'd love to do? And he said, oh, well, I just want to survive, which doesn't seem like a very exciting goal to me. That's a given, really, isn't it? So eventually he decided that what he wanted to do more than anything was to be able to retire to France. But there's no way that I could afford it, he said. So we looked at how he could afford it, and we realised that if he were to take out his own personal savings plan and invest the extra commission that he'd be earning, if he hit his own targets, then he would have enough in 10 years' time when he retired to be able to get that place in France. And the light that went on in his eyes when he realised that he could have what he wanted. And he was one of the ones who just became phenomenally more successful. He'd aligned his own goals, if you like, with those of his employer.
Sometimes when you work out what your own goals are, of course, people around you can feel quite threatened by it because suddenly it's, oh, status quo has disappeared. Where are you going to go? You're going to all disappear off and so on. What do you do then?
Well, somebody once gave me a very strange piece of advice, which was don't walk away from negative people. And I didn't understand it at first, but then he went on to explain, run as fast as you can. And you really do want to spend your time with people who are also equally focused on who they are and on living to their full potential. And you're right, there are people who would probably prefer that you don't have goals, that you don't succeed, because there is quite a community amongst negative people who love putting everybody else down, and they get their kicks really from making sure that you don't succeed as well. So do be very careful who you spend your time with.
That's Olivia Stefanino. Her book, Be Your Own Guru, is published by Capstone.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.